It's time for Living Thunder. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. Living Thunder.
Hey, hope you're having a great morning. This morning, I want to welcome you to Living Thunder, and we are on every Sunday from 8 to 10, and also, you can also go online now and listen to us on demand any time of the week at WPXZ1041FM.com. So, we're going to kick this morning off with you with a song by Bethel Music, and it's a song called Come Out of the Grave.
There's a sling. In the storm, in my praise, pushing back when the darkest weapons form. And there's a power on my lips, even death can defy, when the name of our God is lifted high. 'Cause there is resurrection power. And we sing the name of Jesus, resurrection power. When we raise a mighty sound, so come and let the praise get loud. Make that empty grave resound, 'cause there is resurrection power in his name. And there are days I have seen filled with heartache and
resurrection.
Just an awesome song to start with, because Jesus rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, and because of that, we can have life in Him. What an awesome God that we have. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and right now I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services, and Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services, and Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to keep the music going. I'm going to give you one by Jamie McDonald, and it's a song called Desperate.
I'm at the end of myself, and I'm tired. I've tried all that I know to do. Right now it's just by a thread, but I'm hanging on to you. I'm running out of hope, I need a miracle, and if I ever needed you, it's right now.
A song that reminds us that, you know, when we're at our deepest lows is usually when we're desperate and we'll cry out to the one true living God. And it's at that moment we understand that we can't save ourselves, but there's only one who can save us. The one who came and gave his life and poured out his blood so that my sin and your sin could be forgiven. and so that he could give us life. And when we call upon his name and ask him to save us, to make us whole, to make us new, asking him to forgive us of our sin, you see, there's an awesome thing that takes place, because when the Holy Spirit's working on your heart and you cry out to God, he anoints you with the Holy Spirit. You become a child of God. And you see, you're his forever. You see, sin no longer has that hold on you anymore, because it was the blood of Jesus Christ that washed that away. It leads us in our next song. It's by Mercy Me, and it's a song called Old Death.
My fate was sealed. You said my days were numbered. Case closed with no appeal. My future 6 feet under. Messing with my head in ghost fashion. My heart was holding its breath. Terrified of taking my last one. Oh, death, you scared me to death. At your wrath, devil gone, get off of my shoulder. You thought you had the last laugh. You thought this song was over. I'm gonna be okay. The wind can blow, but
As long as we keep our eyes fixed on him. You see, he says that he will draw close to us when we draw close to him. So when we are a new creation in Christ Jesus, every breath that we take should be a breath to worship our Lord and Savior, to worship him with our whole life. That means our actions, our words, our display of his love, that love that's within us, should be to honor and exalt our Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer. Psalms 105:3 says this, "Exalt his holy name, rejoice, you who worship the Lord." You see, we should be rejoicing because of the opportunity just to exalt his holy name, to worship him, and to praise him. Psalms 89:15 says, "Happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship, for they will walk in the light of your presence." If we are born again in the Spirit of God, you see, we have heard the joyful call to worship. And now we walk in the light of his presence because of that. It says, happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship, because he alone is worthy of all our praise. Psalms 96:4 says, "Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods." You see, there is only one true living God. Let us praise him, he who is worthy of all our praise. As we live our life, we need to be making sure that we are in tune with him, because it's so easy to get distracted in this world, and it's about where we put our time and spend all our energy. You know, we can make worldly things a god if we're not careful. And that's why it's so important to keep our eyes fixed upon him, to be in his holy and living word, so that we can, well, learn more of his heart, so that we can be led by the Holy Spirit, by his holy and living word, so that we can experience more of his love. You see, it's all about living a life of worship to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It leads us in our next song. It's by Seventh Time Down, and it's a song called Worship Jesus.
Savior, I come, I give you my songs, I give you my soul. Nothing compares to the life that you shared, or the beauty of your majesty. Your mercy always welcomes me. You set me free, and I will worship Jesus with every breath I take. And I will follow Jesus with every step I take. Yes, I believe in Jesus, Creator of all things. The whole world's about to change. You're bigger than a name. Time.
will worship Jesus with every breath I take. And I will follow Jesus with every step I take. Yes, I believe in Jesus, creator of all things. The whole world's about to change. Every breath I take, and I will follow Jesus with every step I take. I believe in Jesus, creator of all things. The whole world's about to change, and I will worship Jesus with every breath I take. And I will follow Jesus with every step I take. Yes, I believe in Jesus, creator of all things. The whole world's about to change. The whole world's about to change. You're bigger than a name. You're bigger than a name.
You know, guys, as we live our life, there are mountaintops and there are valleys. And in every one of those in our life, Satan will try to deceive and veer you off the path of righteousness. He will try his best in every way. And sometimes those trials can feel, well, very lengthy. But when our eyes are fixed on the one who saved us, the one who saved us by his grace, he is the only one who will build us back, who will carry us through. Isaiah 40:31 says this, "But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." Never forget where your strength comes from. It only comes from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Never forget where your hope is. Your hope is only found in Christ Jesus. Job 11:18 says, "Having hope will give you courage. You will be protected and will rest in safety." There is only one rock we can build our life on. He is Jesus, the Son of God. He is our hope. He is our strength. He is our protection. And in him, we find rest. He is the only one who gives you peace to carry through. He is the only one who will build you back. As the world rips you down, he is the only one who will lift you up and build you back so that you can serve him greater and greater and more. It leads us into our next song. It's by the Newsboys. And it's a song called "Build Us Back."
Crushed, city walls are turned to dust. Broken hands and blistered feet, we walk for miles to find relief. Place
set me free.
You never gave up on me. You never gave up on me. Every time I walked away, you came running after me. Oh, you never gave up on me. You never gave up on me. When I gave up on myself, oh Lord, you never gave up on me. You never gave up on me. You never gave up on me. You never gave up on me.
There's nowhere.
There is only one who never gives up on us when we are his child. You see, he sets in place a plan. And if we are obedient, we will follow his will and allow him to lead us and guide us through the Holy Spirit so that we can bring glory to his name. And you know something, guys? When we do that, we understand where the joy comes from. It comes from within our soul because the Holy Spirit now lives within us. Leads us in our next song. It's a song by Unspoken, a song called Where My Joy Comes From.
I don't want to waste my time trying to be a star. I want to make you famous, show them who you are. You're the king over can't be done. I'm living proof for the hopeless ones. I'm a new creation, I'm a rebel redeemed. Somebody call me Paul, yeah, I can do all things. I got a light in my eyes, I be spending my life pointing everybody to you. Don't matter where I am, don't matter where I'm not. More than a feeling, more than emotion. Is the glass half full? No, it's overflowing. Now I see the light, and I'll be spending my life pointing everybody to you. Lord, make me like the moon, reflect in the sun. I let the whole world know, let them know where my joy comes from. I tell them that it's you.
I remember the shadows like ghosts in the dark. I can still taste the hopelessness that haunted my heart. But in my desperation, your mercy walked in, and I watched as my chains turned to dust in your hands. I cried like a newborn that night.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. It's great to be with you guys for another Sunday.
I've tried to hate myself, thinking that's how things will change, but it never helps. Piling up the blame, fighting fire with fire. Hurt with more hurt, breaking my own heart makes everything worse. I gotta be kind, kind to myself, 'cause I can't change, change anywhere else. If the kindness of my savior is how it changes me, then I can be. Sounds insane.
sound like when you fail for the thousandth time? Is it cruel or is it kind?
Oh!
You know, guys, as we go through this life, sometimes we kind of feel like we're alone sometimes. And the reason that is if you don't have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there's a loneliness within you because there's a desire to know your Creator. There's a void within your life, and it can only be filled with the Holy Spirit when we ask Jesus to be our Lord and Savior. And so this song truly reminds us that Jesus loves you, and that's why he laid his life upon the cross. That's why he poured out his blood so that my sin and your sin could be forgiven. He rose from the grave conquering sin and death so that we could have new life in him, to be alive and have a hope for all eternity. And today, if you don't have that walk with Jesus, know that he is waiting for you now. All you have to do is call upon the name of Jesus Christ, believe in your heart, and be made right with God. Ask him to be Lord and Savior of your life today. Ask him to forgive you of your sins so that you can step into his holiness. Know that you are perfectly loved today. Leads us into our next song. It's by Rachel Lamp. It's a song called Perfectly Loved.
Who said that you weren't beautiful and that you didn't belong in your own skin? Who said that you were all alone and that you're never gonna find love again? So many little words, so many little lies that have followed you all of your life. Looking for the truth, look into your eyes, and you'll see it's been there the whole time. Ooh, even when you were running, even when you were hiding, never been a moment that you were not perfectly loved. When you barely believed it, when your eyes couldn't see it, every single moment you've always been perfectly loved. Ooh.
See, guys, if we have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, if we are having that personal walk with him, we know that everything's going to be all right. Because no matter what takes place, he is Lord and Savior of all. And what this world didn't give, this world can't take away. You see, having new life only comes through Jesus Christ. Having a hope for all eternity only comes through Jesus Christ. This is just a short life right now. And one day we will step into all eternity to be with our Lord and Savior forever. So know that in every case, everything's going to be all right. It leads us into our next song. It's by Ryan Ellis. And it's a song called Gonna Be All Right.
You hear my cry, my deepest pain. You listen patiently as long as it takes. And you whisper truth over the lies, the words that bring me back to life. Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right. You hold me in your arms until my storm is calm. Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right. You are the strength when I am weak, the only one who leads my soul to perfect peace. And I will sing my way through the night, the words that bring me back to life. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 WPXZ in Punxsutawney, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. And it's great to be with you guys for another day. Right now, we've got one by Matthew West. Ann Wilson helping him out on this one. It's a song called Last Page of the Bible.
Thank you. troubled soul, troubled world spinning out of control. Just when you think it can't get worse, it does. Feels like more than I can take, like this heart was just born to break. But no matter what, there ain't no way I'm giving up, no. Cause I've read
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and right now I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins at 9 o'clock with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. You know, guys, in John 14:6, it says, Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. You see, there is only one way to come to the Father. And it's only through Christ Jesus. He tells us that he is the only way, that he is the truth, and in him there is life. So, as we live our life, we are to allow the love of Christ Jesus to not only fill us, but to drive us to share the love with the people we meet. To share his love is to share the truth, the holy and living word. Share how Jesus is the only way to the Father. That it was because of his love that he saved us by his grace. And that only happened through Christ Jesus, his one and only Son. Romans 12:9-10 says, don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong, hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection, and take delight in honoring each other. You see, we are to love people enough to share the truth with them. You see, how can they be healed and set free from sin if his truth is not shared? So you see, when we share his word, we are to share the whole word. We are to speak truth, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us so that we can love them with the truth. You know, sometimes the truth is hard to hear, but when we hear it and we allow his word to penetrate our hearts and our souls and our minds, that's when we can receive healing that only comes through Jesus Christ. Ephesians 4:15 tells us, well, how we do this. Instead, we speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. In 1 John 3:18, it says, "Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions." So guys, it's about going into the world, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us, allowing him to not only fill us, but to flow from us, so that we can share the truth of God's holy and living word with the people that surround us. It's called loving people with the truth, because it's the truth that will save you, that will make you whole, that will give you an eternal hope, that will give you eternal life. That's only found in Christ Jesus. It leads us into our next song, and it's a song by Casting Crowns, and it's a song called "Love You With the Truth."
For the longest time, I believed the lie that I'm not a strong enough believer to be the friend that could take your hand and lead you straight to Jesus. I'm waiting on the preachers, singers, and the teachers to string the perfect words together. But every single time I have to say goodbye, I wonder, will this be the last time? I can't call myself your friend and walk away. When we love, we earn the right to speak the truth. When we speak truth, we show the world truly love. I'm not pointing my finger, I'm holding out my hand. I lay it all on the line now to see God save my friend. Let my life and my words be the proof. I'm gonna love you with the truth. When we love, we earn the right to speak the truth. When we speak truth, we show the world we truly love. I'm not pointing my finger, I'm holding out my hand. I lay it all on the
You see, when we share His truth, we are sharing the one true God who is full of love and who is just in every way. We share His truth for His glory. We share His truth so all may experience His love, His mercy, and His grace. It's all about living for Jesus. And in living for Jesus, it's sharing the whole holy word of God, which is the Bible. 1 Chronicles 29:11 says this, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things." You see, He is above all. He is all. He is full of power and glory, and the victory is His. So do as Psalms 96:8 says, "Give to the Lord the glory He deserves. Bring your offering and come into His courts." You see, to give the glory He deserves with our life is to give, well, every part of ourselves over to Him, allowing the Holy Spirit to not only fill us, but to flow from us, to go and serve Him, to do His will, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness that leads to Him, to live a life of thanksgiving for Him. Philippians 1:11 says, "May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ. For this will bring much glory and praise to God." You know, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we are allowing, well, the fruit of our salvation, that righteous character that produces in our life by Jesus Christ, one, His love, sharing His mercy, His grace, being fruitful is to go and share the message and hope of Jesus. And it says, "For this will bring much glory and praise to God." You know, our life is to bring Him glory. Not that we would receive the glory, but He receives all glory by the way we live, by the way we talk, and the way we act. We do it for His glory, now and forevermore. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by December Radio. It's a song called "For Your Glory."
I do. Back in silence, roaring waves, I know a name. Back in empty, out of grave, I know a name. It's the only name that saves, and it's worthy of all praise. I call you Jesus. Something comes out of the grave. Every time I call you Jesus, I call you Savior, worthy of glory forever. Something comes out of the grave. Every time I call your name, I have a key. Resurrected, green I am. I call you Jesus.
What an awesome song by Elevation Worship. A song called I Know a Name. A song that truly reminds us that there is power in one name alone. It is the name of Jesus Christ. And when we call upon his name and we pray in his name, things change. People were saved only by one name. And that's why we speak Jesus as we walk in this world. Because there is power in one name alone. There is only one way to be saved. There is only one way to the Father. There is only one truth. He is Jesus. Leads us into our next song by Here Be Lions. And it's a song called I Speak Jesus.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus, 'cause your name is power, your name is healing. Every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety, to every soul held captive by. Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets.
just wanna speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within his presence. I speak Jesus.
There was something wrong with me. I did my best, tried everything that my counselor said. I put in the work, talked to myself, checked all the boxes, all of the steps. Still didn't help, still didn't help. And after headaches and bad breaks and mistakes and heartaches, when you came, it changed. And all the deep hurts and deep wounds, in time they led me to you, just you. And this is my heart. My spirit becoming whole again. This is where dreams begin. A fire burning deep within. I'm spiraling down to a love I found. Though I'm far from the end, this light up ahead. I believe my heart is on the mend. You know I do all the things that I do. You know I say all the things that I say. And you know all the pain that I've gone through. And you still tell me I'm okay. And after headaches and bad breaks and mistakes and heartaches, when you came, it changed. And all the deep hurts and deep wounds, in time they led me to you, just you. And this is my heart. I'm still holding on to hope, though this hurts, there has a hope. Sometimes miracles are slow. This is my heart on the mend, my spirit becoming whole again. This is my heart.
Bit of Sanctus Real there for you, a song called On the Mend. You see, his word tells us that only Jesus can mend the broken heart. Only Jesus can heal spirits that are crushed. It's about wanting more of him, needing more of him, and giving it all over to him, asking for his healing, his touch upon your life. It leads us into our next song. It's by Josiah Queen. And it's a song called I Need You More.
Broken, my heart,
2,000 pieces. I've been trying to do this on my own, but sometimes you gotta break your heart to find your soul. But sometimes you gotta lose your will to give God control. I need you like sunlight's needed for a shadow. Need you like a heartbeat beating out of my bones. But I need you more. I need you like a sick man needs a physician. I need you like a helping man on a mission. But I need you more. Trying to rest deep inside of my chest. I can't feel my soul. Disconnected from you in the solitude that I built with my phone. Come break down my walls. I need you like sunlight's needed for a shadow. Need you like a heartbeat beating out in my bones. But I need you more. Need you like a hell-bent man on a mission. Soul.
And sometimes you gotta lose your will to give God control.
Whoa, I need you like sunlight's needed for a shadow. Need you like a heartbeat beating down in my bones. But I need you more. I need you like a sick man needs a physician.
Rolling by, and how the years betray us, and our dreams escape us. The world I wanted turned to night. Love became a shadow. Where did the time go? Someone said this is all part of the plan. But I don't understand. Now that I walk through the valley of death, you're the light to guide me. When I'm lost and can't stay, I'm holding on with all the strength I can. Say you won't forget me. Will come tomorrow. Is it joy or sorrow? Memories fading through the years. Now I've got some smile eyes.
Little bit of Skillet there for you. A song called Valley of Death. A song that reminds us that even when we walk through the valley, the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because thou art with us. You see, when we are a new creation in Christ Jesus, he is the one who carries us through until we come to him face to face. What an awesome God that we have. Even in the darkest valleys of this life that we live, he is with us. And guys, to be a new creation in Christ Jesus, well, it's to be redeemed by the blood of Christ Jesus, to be born again in the Spirit of God. Being born again in the Spirit of God means that the Holy Spirit has anointed us, and that's his guarantee that we are his for all eternity. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. You see, the old life has passed away. That's the old sinful life that we used to live. And we now focus on serving and loving and sharing, well, his message as a new creation in the Lord. Living for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:23 says, for you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal, living Word of God. You see, it's about being born in the Spirit of God. When we're born in the Spirit of God, we have a hope for all eternity because he says in his Word that he will return for his children and he will take us home to be with him for all eternity, where there is no pain, no sorrow, no sickness, where we can just live in the presence of the Father and the Son. What an awesome God that we have, one who came in the flesh through Christ Jesus, his one and only Son, to prepare a way for us to be with him for all eternity. Today, you can be a new creation in Christ. Believe today that Jesus paid it all, that he laid down his life and he poured out his blood for the forgiveness of your sin and my sin. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him to be Lord and Savior of your life and give it all over to him. Place your faith alone in him and become a new creation by his blood. Then you will be anointed with the Holy Spirit, his assurance that you are his. And then you will experience what life is, what it means to have abundant life that's only found in Christ Jesus. My prayer today is that you have that walk with him. And if you don't, open your life and your heart to him and experience what it means to be made new, to be made whole, to have that void in your life filled with the Holy Spirit, where you're full of joy, and his love will change the way you think, the way you act, and the way you treat others through the Holy Spirit. It leads us into our next song. It's by Leland, and it's a song called New Creation. To be a new creation is to have that walk with Jesus Christ, to be made whole in him. When we are a new creation in Christ Jesus, well, we understand that we are saved by God's grace. He has filled us with the Holy Spirit, and he now lives within us. Our body has become the temple of God. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10 says, God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. So none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. You see, guys, salvation cannot be earned. It's a free gift from God. God came in the flesh through Christ Jesus so that he could make a way for us to be with him. And to receive his saving grace is about opening your heart and your life to Jesus Christ. Asking him to be Lord and Savior of your life and then going and living that life for him. Announcing to the world always that he is Lord and Savior of your life. Putting your faith alone in him. You see, because we are created anew in Christ Jesus, our desire, well, it becomes a life to live for him. We understand what Galatians 2, 19 through 20 says. It says, for when I tried to keep the law, it condemned me. So I died to the law. I stopped trying to meet all its requirements so that I might live for God. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You see, the reason why God came in the flesh to save us is because, well, we couldn't keep the law. But God made a way for us. God's masterpiece, that's each and every one of us, to be able to be created anew in his one and only Son, Christ Jesus. And when we are created new, born in the Spirit of God, well, that's when our old self has been crucified with Christ. And it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, because your old sinful life then is put behind you. And your new life in Christ is alive and thriving now. It's to take up your cross daily and follow him. It means to put your old life behind and focus on your new life in him. And so we live in this earthly body then after we come unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and we are made whole and new in him when we live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, the one who loved us and gave himself for us. You see, Philippians tells us that, well, he gives us the desire to live for him. And as he gives us that desire to live for him and serve for him, he empowers us to go and do his will. So will you live for him each and every day? Only you can answer that question, but my prayer is that you can say yes to that. It leads us into our next song. It's by Connors Vine. And it's a song called Live For You.
To be free from all that holds.
It's all about living for Him, living to exalt His holy name, the one who saved us by His grace. So live a life to your Lord and Savior and exalt His holy name in everything you do and say. This is Living Thunder. And this is your host, Ken Goto, saying farewell. Live life loving God. And I want to remind you that we're not only on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, but now you can go to WPXZ 1041 FM, click on the Living Thunder program, and listen to us on demand any time of the day during the week. And I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder.